Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories Podcast. It's time for the weekly challenge. That's where I post a topic to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and then you get to rate all the stories. Yeah, isn't that fun? Well, we had a tie last week, and that means we had kind of a weird combination topic of blow pops and water. Yeah. Still, people wrote stories about it. We still managed to keep in double digits this week. Just barely. But still, you know, we're keeping up there. And okay, so everyone's tired from the holidays. Everyone's tired from NaNoWriMo. There are some people still in the hospital from turkey poisoning or being attacked by turkeys. I mean, you're supposed to make sure that the turkey is done. Okay, otherwise it jumps up with the knife and goes, ah! Anyway, first up this week is going to be the winner from last week, and that is Tom from, well, all the sites and all the show notes and links and text of the stories, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and you can see where Tom has his stuff. So here we go with Tom.
Hello, night people. Tom here. Tonight's story is called I'm Number One. They drained the water out of the pool, then pulled Bruce onto the deck. In spite of being very dead and very wet, Bruce had an exceedingly large smile on his face, due to a number of blow pops shoved into his mouth. Lieutenant Rovacheski thumbed through his copy of the Guinness Book of World Records under Lollipops Filled with Bubblegum. It says 14 by Lionel Mountbatten of Sheffield. The forensic guy pulled out 16 pops. Seems he literally gummed himself to death. Should have stuck to cigarettes. Probably lived longer. Rovacheski popped a lifesaver and tagged the toe.
Thank you, Tom. But also, thank you for when you didn't submit something for the topic last week. It could have been blow pops, water, and who knows what else. But your topic is coming up this week. And actually, I just want to... Very rarely do I ever say, hey, there's a great topic coming up this week. But folks, Tom's topic, that one jumped out at me. So I think next week, we're going to have a lot of fun with that. Not that we're not having fun with this week. Next up is Norval Joe, and he's come up with another, well, you'll have to hear it for yourself.
Hi, this is Norval Joe, and this is my entry for weekly challenge number 137, Blow Pops and Water. I title my story, Opposites Attract. The brain sat beside the hospital bed of his lifelong companion, Pinky. He stroked the silky fur between Pinky's large, floppy ears to calm his thrashing in his painkiller-induced delirium. Developmentally delayed from birth, Pinky developed juvenile diabetes, juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, Charcot-Marie-Tooth syndrome, hemophilia, and teenage-onset bipolar depression. The final insult came with HIV-tainted blood from a transfusion. Pinky opened his watery eyes and gazed sightlessly at his friend. Pinky, are you pondering what I'm pondering? I think so, brain, but I forgot the blow pops and water. Desolate, brain lowered his head and cried. Well, that's my entry. No attempts at sound effects or any of that other garbage. Hope you like it. We'll see you next week.
That was truly, truly sick. I liked it. I want to hear more. Thank you, Norval Joe. Next up is Justin. if you're wondering where the blow pops came from. So I'm keeping it quick, keeping it real. Here comes Justin and his story.
Space turtle. I'm recording in a closet. Trying to get away from the sound of my PC going in the background. My H2 mic, it can go anywhere at once, so I can record in a closet. Isn't that awesome? Anyway, the story, the topic is blow pops and water. The title of my story is Beluga Whale, even though there's not a beluga whale in the story. And just so you know, the link I sent is a YouTube video to the famous Oregon coast removal of a whale. You just have to watch it. It will leave you astounded. Anyways, my story. The humpback whale lay on the Oregon coast, fins flopping. An accident by someone watching the whale and not the road caused a truckload of blow pops to spill all over. Someone had an idea. Soon spectators chewed on the blow pops and got the gum ready. When there was a huge glob of gum, they carefully put it in one of the whale's blowholes. Then they hooked a mix of oxygen and helium to the other blowhole. The bubble formed from the blowhole and the whale floated, and was guided by a kite flying expert back to the sea. Pop! Splash! Freedom.
Thank you, Justin. No rants, no craziness, no rah, 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 rah. Just getting it on, getting it on. Kind of got a deadline to hit. So now that we're cutting out all the rambling garbage that I spew out, let's just cut to the chase and go with Anima Zabaleta.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 137, themed Blow Pops and Water. And I am too tired for titles tonight. So here we go. Kelly loves to knit. Really makes the needles fly. First, it was scarves for friends, then more difficult techniques like felting and spinning her own yarns. Once she went experimental, I don't know of anything she didn't try to knit. Dad got slippers knit from the skins of organic banana peels. Jenna, a blanket made of bank statements. And I received a barbed wire hobo bag. But not every project was successful. Kelly wore a sweet cotton candy cardigan with blow pops for buttons to the church picnic. Needless to say, she was a big hit at the water balloon toss.
Thank you, Anima. Yeah, now we know what it takes to be popular. Next up is Eva Moon, or Eva Moon. Eva Moon, Eva Moon. Say them both at the same time. Let's see if you can do that. Huh? Huh? That'll take some editing. But first, here's her story.
This is Eva Moon with another entry into the 100-word story contest. The theme this week is blow pops and water. Now, I had to look up blow pops to figure out what they were because I had no idea. And having had no experience with them, I chose to make up my own definition. So here it is, blow pops and water, the exactly 100-word story from Eva Moon. The popping bubble sounds were coming in a steady, unbroken stream at last. The rush of pleasure at his accomplishment almost overshadowed the pounding headache. Zoran was a master clarinetist, but one skill eluded him, circular breathing. Without it, he couldn't play continuously, until now. The old methods are often the best. Want to learn circular breathing? Get a glass of water and a straw. Have your teacher stand behind you with a stick. Blow bubbles in the water. When the bubbles stop, you get whacked with the stick. Trust me, in no time at all, the bubbles don't stop.
You know, that's the spirit making up your own definition. Yeah. Just like Horb Gorble. Oh man, who remembers that one? Dude, that was a messed up week. Thank you, Eva Moon. Next up is Biz. B-Y-Z. Biz. It's actually a real name that I'm supposed to hear, but I like Biz. So, Biz. Here we go.
10 years old and full of mischief, Lara wandered along the sidewalk with her lollipop jammed into her mouth. A blow pop, to be exact. Temptation had greedily turned her into stealing money for the favored sweet. Her conscience pricking her just enough to take the edge off her blissful state. Rounding the corner, her young body smack into a huge man. Looking up, she saw a policeman. Her mouth opening on a shriek, saw the coveted blow pop fall into a puddle of muddy-looking water. Instantly, her mom's words, "Crime doesn't pay," ran guiltily through her mind.
Thank you, Biz. Although you sounded a lot like someone I knew once. Next up is Guy David. He does the music for the beginning, ending, and if you're in the elevator, that's probably his music. And by the way, his music is with Eva Moons in the gallery project Tunes in SL, blah, blah, blah. RIAA.isfullofcrap.com. Go there, learn more. When the holidays come and you see all these gift certificates under the tree, just go, yay, and you can buy all that music. Okay, here's Guy David.
Hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 137. The topics today are blow pops and water. I'm Guy from Night Guy, the podcast where money is being eliminated in the wake of nanotechnology. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. And now, let's listen to my story for today. Enjoy! A packet of cherry-flavored Chum's Blow Pops was half buried in the water. Little Linda bent over and tried to pick it up. It was stuck. The kid pulled at it. The packet seemed to pull back at her. She pulled harder. The packet also pulled harder until it knocked Linda off her feet and started dragging her into the water. Linda just wouldn't let go. She really wanted those colorful, yummy-looking lollipops. Eventually, she was pulled right into the water, where a shark with a fishing rod put her in a basket and walked away with her.
Thank you, Guy. By the way, do you have any tracks that are like sort of anti-Christmas, kind of weird, sort of, you know, deck the halls, but like bizarre? I wanna try one of those. If you got one, let me know. Or just, you know, fill my email box. It does a ton of goofy tracks or loops or whatever. I wanna try something for the next few days if you got it. Thanks. Next up is Ashley, who's still a guy. And to prove it, let me show you his voice.
Ashley here, and the title of my story is How Many Licks Does It Take to Get to the Center of a Tootsie Roll Blow Pop? This is for number 137. The topic is blow pop and water. The kid took two licks of the Tootsie Roll blow pop and accidentally dropped it.
How many licks to get to the middle?
He exclaimed. An owl silently swooped down on the fallen blow pop and bit it in half. But fortunately for the owl, he just crashed a pool party, complete with swimming pool, slip and slide, and a sundry of water balloons. Some other kids started pelting the owl with water balloons. The owl turned his head completely around, startling the kids, then silently flew back into the woods, blow pop in tow.
So it takes 3 licks,
sighed the kid.
I think this is a lesson that we all must learn to prevent owl robberies. Thank you, Ashley. Next up, it's the return of the prodigal son, Caleb. That's right, he's back, and he's got a fun story for all of you.
Hi, it's your pal Caleb here with a 100-word story called, Clarification.
Robot, is Stacy home yet?
In the garden, sir.
Did you get the stuff for the playdate tomorrow?
Stuff, sir?
The shopping list. I left on the fridge for you.
You did not specify.
It doesn't matter what size water. Half liter, 20 ounces,
you
whatever.
You did not specify.
What kind of lollipop? They're kids. It doesn't matter. Cherry, strawberry, schnozberry for all they care.
You did not specify. It was a shopping list, sir.
What the hell else?
Just then, Stacy ran in, saying she'd seen her dad lying dead in the pool. With no pants on. Smiling.
We've waited all this time for that, man. Classic! Thank you, Caleb. Finally, in this rapid-fire storytelling session, none other than Planet Z.
Just a kid. A stupid kid. A drug runner who didn't have a snowball's chance in hell to get out of the ghetto. He'd tag the bricks with shapes and colors because he didn't know how to read. Didn't know how to write, didn't know how to think, didn't have a future. Ran to the dealer and said, Tucker want 2 kilo blow pops. And the dealer smacked him hard, hard enough to knock out a rotten tooth and make his eyes water. Don't you call me pops, I ain't your papa, I just fucked your mama, boy.
And that's it for weekly challenge number 137 here on podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Thank you for everyone for listening. Thank you for all of you who sent in stories this week on this unusual topic. I promise next week's topic is just going to make red lights just flash and go off for you. That's kind of a hint. You can check the text of everybody's stories in the show notes. podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You can find links to people who sent them in the emails and all that, kind of in a rush, so I copy pasted what I had there if it wasn't there. I'm just really pressed for time, folks. In the future, put them in the emails and I'll just copy paste, and it helps because I don't even have time to look them up. It's just really a busy week, guys. I mean, help me out here. Other than that, there's all sorts of other stuff at the show notes, voting for your favorite stories this week and at stories. That way we find out who has control of the topic for the next week. Archives of all sorts of stuff, over 3 years of stories, over 2 years of weekly challenges, cool stuff. While you're shopping, you can just pop them in your iPod and have fun. By the way, I had this article at work that I got some kind of bonus from it, and I can get an iPod Touch with that, like 16 gig. Should I offer that up as a prize for one of these weeks, or I'm actually wanting to raffle that off at some point, because the prize, you know, people can vote, they gain it, blah, 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 blah. So I'm thinking about, you know, raffling it off on the last day of the giveaways with this iTunes Tunes NSL project. So any thoughts, whatever, or just say, hey, give it to me. Who knows? Maybe I'll be stupid enough to just give it to you. So I'm going to order that this weekend, and then when I get it, I'll know what to do with it. Okay? Until then, thank you for listening. See you all next week, and as always, keep it clean.
Closing.